You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we have got the wonderful Dina Jacobs, who's been organising the Matariki Festival through Auckland Council, or part of the sort of amazing plethora of things we've got happening all across the country. What's happening up in Tamaki Makaurau? Kia ora, Dina. How are you?
Kia ora, morena, koutou ma, namahi nui kia koutou. Ko Dina toku ingoa, he uri aho no tauranga moana. And yeah, I'm here to talk about Matariki Festival. There is so much happening.
So much happening.
Like, where do I start? So the festival for Matariki will run from the 11th of July, which is today, right through till the 22nd of July. And tonight, down at Silo, down by Silo 7 for Vector Lights, we'll have our opening event.
So, oh, cool.
From 5 till 7, come on down. We will have hot chocolates and s'mores, burning fires that you can like sit around, mussel chowder, fried bread, and Magic Powera will perform her Matariki song, which sits with the Victor Lights story on the bridge from Ngāti Whātua, Kia Orake, who are our partners for the festival this year. So each year the festival has a mana whenua partner that help guide our program. So that's tonight. And then we will have the dawn ceremony, the Umu Kohu Kohu Whetu, on the 14th at 5 o'clock in the morning, not in the evening, 5 o'clock in the morning, up at Takaparawhau, where Ngāti Whātua will host a ceremony for the hotapu up there. And that, you got to be brave to do that one, whānau, but please try and get along. It's such an experience. It's such a wairua experience when you're up there looking across Te Rangitoto, watching the sun come up, seeing Matariki. It can be a very moving and enlightening experience. So that's on Friday morning. And then at lunchtime from 12 till 6 p.m. at the Auckland Town Hall, we'll celebrate Matariki with a full-on day of events. So there's a market space happening, some performances across that stage. We'll have a tamariki area with some gaming. And then a kind of a like a speaker kōrero discussion space with some experts in their fields talking to Matariki. And then, but wait, there's more.
I love it.
On the Saturday, we will have our Manu'o Te Kite Day. And that is also up at Takaparawhau and led by Ngāti Whātua, who are our partners. And then for the duration of the 2 weeks, there's something happening across the whole of Tamaki.
It's so cool. It's such a special thing that we're finally kind of holding space for this in a national conversation, and it's giving people an access point to think about what this time of year means. And it is still green to a lot of people who maybe they haven't had a chance to connect with this part of their own heritage, or maybe they are new to Aotearoa or they're Pākehā and they haven't had that access point either. How has it felt for you being part of the crew organising this year? It must be quite a prideful feeling almost, being able to bring this to the city.
Yeah, it's really amazing kaupapa. And as you say, it's our second year acknowledging it, but it's actually the first Indigenous, you know, holiday for Aotearoa. So that's a huge significant point, because that means there's an acknowledgement of te ao Māori and Māori culture, and our values and tikangas. It's an amazing kaupapa. But I think being in it, you can sometimes forget that it's Matariki.
Yeah.
So we've had lots of learnings from previous Matariki that doing too much kind of defeats the purpose of what Matariki is, you know, to reflect, to slow down, to wānanga. It was a time to like go into wānanga space and be with your whānau and, you know, harvest kai or have good kai together. So those are all things that we try to celebrate today and at the festival, especially on the Friday. You'll get the ceremony component with the umu koi koi whetu, and then the kind of celebration component with all the music and kai and activities, and then the kites, where you can like try and fly your kite high in the sky.
Oh, that's so awesome. And we were talking about this at the start of the show, and you might know this better than us, Dina, but when can we actually see Matariki? When does it sort of start, or if the clouds give us a chance, when does it sort of appear in the sky for us?
So this in 2021, right, had to be up at Takaparawhau at 4 o'clock in the morning to help set things up, and then the just on dusk When the sun was just about to rise, you could just kind of see to the right of Rangitoto where Matariki was. But you've got to have really good eyes.
Yeah.
And then this year, so that was at 4 o'clock. This year it's a little bit later.
Oh, lush.
So
a little bit of sleep in.
I have to get up at 5 o'clock. But yeah, if it's, it'll just be on the horizon, like just as the sun comes up, but before it gets too bright, because then they're lost. But
yeah,
I've just recently learned that Matariki is always in the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always there, but there's just these poignant times when you can see it. And I'd recommend going to the Star Dome as well.
Yeah,
of course, where the stars are.
They've got some amazing events happening there too. And also, if you can't get to the Star Dome, Rangi Mātāmua, who's been so instrumental to making this holiday a thing that we can celebrate in the calendar as an Indigenous holiday as well, he's got amazing resources on his Instagram too. So you can go find great videos on there as well. But this is a really special collection of programming, and it's mostly free, is that right?
Yep, all the council-led events are free, and there's so much to do. MatarikiFestival.org.nz for a full program across the city. Hope to see everyone at the Umukuhuku Whetū or tonight down at Silo Park from 5 p.m. It'll be a great time. It'll be fun. It'll be great. It'll be cold, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, you can just put a couple of jackets on and then, have a kai afterwards and it'll be mean. So
that's what I've just based my Matariki events on, what's I can eat for free.
Yeah, exactly. And if people want to find out more about this, where can they go, Dina, to check out the listings?
Yeah, just jump on our website, matarikifestival.org.nz. We're across Instagram on Matariki Festival and also Facebook as well.
Fantastic.
For the nans and grandmas.
Nice. Hey, someone's got to use it still. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dina, for coming in and speaking with us about the awesome Matariki programming that's happening across Tamaki Makaurau. Thanks to the Auckland Council and to Ngāti Whātua as well. And we will see you there.
Kia ora, Rachel.
Early in the morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.